from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. 2 days before reporting 60-year-old Daryl James missing, Timmins police say his 59-year-old brother murdered him.
Edward James used a knife to kill his brother.
Chief Dan Foy says that was on March 18th.
On the same day, Edward moved his brother's vehicle to a parking lot. 2 days later, he reported his brother missing to the Timmins Police Service.
Daryl James's body was found in a wooded area last Friday. Edward James has a show cause hearing in court on April 11th on a first-degree murder charge. Police want to hear from anyone who saw or was in contact with Edward between the 18th and 22nd of this month. The Timmins Public Works Department is busy filling potholes, one of the rites of spring. And for many of them, they'll be filled again. Public Works Manager Shane Skinner says cold mix asphalt is being used as a temporary measure until asphalt plants open for the season and supply hot mix. It's part of complying with the provincial regulation.
Well, it's to make sure that we're compliant with the minimum maintenance standards, which dictates response time to make sure that roads are passable, and obviously to prevent damage to vehicles and equipment that use the roads.
Almost everything you want to know about potholes is covered in the audio of our interview with Skinner on MyTimmonsNow.com. After 4 years of leading French Catholic education in our region, Director of Education and Secretary Treasurer Sylvie Petrosky is retiring at the end of the calendar year. At that time, she'll be partway through her 34th year as an educator in several capacities. The school board says it will soon begin a search for its next director. The Canada Revenue Agency will try an automatic tax filing system next year. It's meant to help vulnerable Canadians who don't file their taxes and miss out on benefits. People are not required to file every year unless they owe money, but with the federal government depending on the CRA to deliver benefits like the Canada Child Benefit, the top-up to the housing benefit, and the temporary doubling of the GST tax credit, automatic filing will ensure the money gets to those who need it to battle the high cost of living. In Country 93.1 sports, the Timmins Rock can move on to the East Division final in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League tonight with a win at the MAC over the French River Rapids. The Rock lead the best of 7-3. Game time tonight is 7 o'clock. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.